You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Thursday afternoon. Mike Tenura is here. He's with T-Storm Weather out of Chicago. Mike, thanks for being with us. Tell me a little bit about this tropical storm. I think the name is Hermine. What's it responsible for?
Well, at the moment, it's producing heavy rainfall across parts of northern Florida. The reason this system is a little bit of a concern for U.S. corn and soybeans is because of the track it will take over the weekend. This system is going to essentially move along the Interstate 95 corridor from today and tomorrow all the way into early next week. That will eventually end up near New York City by the time we get into early next week. And because of that, we are looking for a large swath of heavy rainfall. Heaviest rain for corn and soybeans would primarily be limited to parts of Delaware, North Carolina, and South Carolina. These are minor production areas in the big picture of things. But nonetheless, these areas will see some flooding and will see some high winds. Once we get into Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, we think that could have a larger impact on U.S. transportation for two reasons. Number one is going to affect shipping in the Atlantic. It will be hard to get ships in and out of the Atlantic Ocean through New York City early next week. And also, the airline industry will be affected. All the way from Charlotte on into New York City, we think there will be a large enough wind field to cause airline disruptions for a multi-day period. Now, keep in mind, this is a low-end hurricane or a strong tropical storm. We're not looking for anything on the magnitude of what happened a few years ago in Hurricane Sandy, but it still will cause a disruption, and it will be one of the few hurricanes that we've seen over the last 5 to 10 years making landfall near the U.S., assuming that it strengthens just a tiny bit over the next 12 hours.
Is it causing cooler temperatures here in the Midwest? It's just a beautiful day today. Last night we dropped into the 50s. Looks like we'll be that way for a good portion of the weekend.
Well, a good portion of the first half of the weekend, there will be a sharp warm-up come Sunday, Monday. But you're absolutely right in that the system is helping to keep our area a bit cool. Basically, to the north of us at the moment, we have a large upper-level high, while to the south, we have this tropical storm. That's causing a large-scale feed of northeast winds to blow in across the Corn Belt, and that's why we've dried out all of a sudden, and that's why we've turned so cool. And that will last for a few more days, but it won't last all the way through the weekend. By the time we get into Sunday, Monday, and into Tuesday especially, a big warm-up is coming up, and we'll see high temperatures well into the 80s and the 90s once again across a big chunk of the Corn Belt and the Delta. So, Todd, don't get too used to this coolness. It's only a temporary feature.
If I'm reading things right across the planet, tropical storms are changing things for other places too, like China, where the northeastern part has been really dry.
Well, it already started yesterday. Northern areas of China, including around half of their soybean production region, have been in the middle of the driest July 1 to August 30th period since before 1953, and by a big margin, we might add. So these soybeans in northern China have been very dry for about a two-month period. But all of that changed yesterday, and it's still changing today, and that's because a typhoon, which is the same thing as a hurricane, ended up over this area as it was dissipating, dumped a bunch of heavy rain on them over the last 2 days, and this system is going to swirl around for a while, so more heavy rain all the way into next week across this area that once was in a drought.
Hey, thanks so much for taking the time with me today.
You're welcome, Todd. Talk to you soon.
That, of course, is Mike Tenura. He's with T-Storm Weather out of Chicago.